This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, October 14th. Well, I do want to alert everybody that the stock market gapped up today because of earnings. We're getting great earnings announcements. We've only had a couple announced, but they both have beat, both have gapped higher. This week's mostly financials. Next week will be more our stocks. So the next 3 weeks are going to be absolutely wonderful. Now, as far as seasonality is concerned, the second half of October is better than the first half, probably because there's all these good earnings coming out. And by the way, the good earnings come out early, bad earnings come out a little later, but the next few weeks are going to be a lot of fun for us. Now, we had some inflation news today. The producer price index is hideous. It's running at 8.6% in the last 12 months, but the core rate's definitely cooling off. Most inflation is tied to food and energy, okay? And so that's good news, okay? That means that if we can get those two components under control, okay, that we might be able to defeat inflation. The other thing is the service components are not that strong, even though we have a labor shortage, okay? So that was also encouraging. Now, I do want to remind everybody that it's every stock for itself in the next few weeks, okay? And the Fed is going to be raising rates next year. They are going to start to taper, okay? There's no doubt. The reason I say that is we had new claims for unemployment come out today, and it fell below 300,000 since the first time since March of 2020 when the pandemic commenced. So for all practical purposes, the Fed has fulfilled its unemployment mandate. It fixed it, okay? I know we don't have as many jobs as we had before pandemic, but it's fixed, okay? There are acute labor shortages all over the United States, okay? So the Fed is now going to turn its attention to fixing inflation. The reason the Fed can say that inflation is transitory is, you know, you have this data and you cut off a month, every month. So what's going to happen is when they get to April, May of next year, they're cutting off some huge gains, okay? So that is going to make the annual rate of inflation decline. But it's very clear what the problem is, okay? It's tied to natural gas and crude oil. Natural gas is tied to fertilizer. That makes food prices higher. So they're going to be able to address this. And this is a global issue. And so it's going to be quite fascinating. So I hope you're going to enjoy the next few weeks. I know I am. You know, earnings announcement season, for lack of a better word, is kind of like the holidays for us. We get to celebrate. And I want you to enjoy the next few weeks. What's going to happen is anything that's getting volatile, I might sell into strength. Okay. I'll find some new stocks to buy as well. I do expect the market to get a little bit more narrow after this earnings announcement season, but that's okay because narrow markets usually help us. So I just want you to know it's Louis Navalier, and that earnings are working, okay? This is what we live for, okay? And so just hang on and enjoy the ride, folks. I'll talk to you during fast market conditions, but right now, just enjoy the ride.